AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The government now says hackers stole the Social Security numbers and other data from more than 21 million people from the Office of Personnel Management's database. That's even more than previously disclosed. Bankrate.com financial analyst Greg McBride says very sensitive information was stolen.
It's not just things like Social Security numbers, addresses, and date of birth. You could be looking at very intricate details of your life that could be used against you, in particular if somebody calls on the phone posing as you.
Numerous lawmakers have said China was behind that attack. On the day South Carolina's governor signed a bill to remove the Confederate flag from State House grounds, the U.S. House talked about allowing that flag in some federal cemeteries.
Two nights ago, by voice vote, the House approved a ban on the display of Confederate flags at cemeteries run by the Park Service. Some lawmakers said they were surprised by the vote, so another, which would allow the flag, was scheduled. That was then quickly scrapped after Democrats like John Lewis vehemently protested.
It is a symbol of division, a symbol of separation. It is a symbol of hate.
A separate prohibition approved earlier this week banned the sale of Confederate flag merchandise at Park Service shops. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Officials have identified the woman killed in an ice cave collapse in Washington State as 34-year-old Anna Santana of Moreno Valley. Her cousin is Sandy Gomez.
She was a committed person, and something like this shouldn't have happened. I mean, she was youthful, she was spunky, she was life.
Santana's fiancé and brother were among the five people hurt in the collapse. A volcanic eruption on Indonesia's main island of Java has sparked chaos for travelers during the holiday season there. Airports closed, airline flights canceled to the tourist hotspot of Bali. This is AP Radio News. Both Bolivia and the Vatican are seeking to tamp down controversy over President Evo Morales' gift of a communist crucifix to Pope Francis. They're insisting no offense was intended or taken. The crucifix is carved into a hammer and sickle. Turns out it was originally designed by a Jesuit activist who was assassinated in 1980 by suspected Bolivian paramilitaries. Well, we know this much so far about Harper Lee's new book, Go Set a Watchman. Atticus Finch is 72 and suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. Scout has a suitor anxious to marry her.
It is 20 years later. She's a grown woman. She is returning to her hometown of Macomb. When she arrives in the station, she is met by a young man who is apparently in love with her and wants to marry her, and she is resistant to this.
The AP's Hilal Itali has read the first chapter, which is in Friday's editions of The Wall Street Journal and The Guardian. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.